Good day. Welcome to SWG Vendor Operations Guidelines for Vendors, Step 1, Contractual Requirements Prior to the Start of an Engagement. This presentation is designed specifically for vendors who we've asked to partner with ICS, Infinite Computer Solutions. If you are an ERS or non-ERS vendor, there is corresponding Step 1 education designed specifically for you. Please review Step 1 before continuing with the education for Steps 2, 3, and 4. Please go to the next slide. We'll review the requirements to do business with SWG Software Services and ICS, and how to partner with ICS and start an engagement. Please go to the next slide. To contract with IBM, you must be aligned with an IBM Procurement Core Supplier. The IBM Procurement Core Supplier must have the three agreements indicated in place. Please go to the next slide. You'll be aligning with ICS, Infinite Computer Solutions. Your initial ICS contact is indicated on this slide. ICS will ask you to sign agreements with them that mirror the agreements they've signed with us. When we need to contract for your services, we'll send an ERS email to ICS. ICS will then send the ERS email to you. Please accept that ERS back to ICS, who will accept back to us. We'll issue a PO to ICS. ICS will issue a PO to you. Please go to the next slide. ICS will request consultant documentation from you that we require for all consultants. Since your PO is with ICS, you will invoice ICS. Supporting documentation, including time cards and travel expense documentation, should be sent directly to IBM. This slide indicates the ICS contact ID to use while you're aligning with ICS, and the contact ID to use after you've started engagements. Please go to the next slide. As noted previously, IBM will issue a PO to ICS, ICS will issue a PO to you. Confidential information, such as the customer contact and IBM system access if applicable, will be passed to you via a secure website set up for ICS. Please go to the next slide. The VRS email that ICS sends to you containing the cart number is your authorization to start work. If you've not received a PO number from ICS within 1 week, please contact ICS. The engagement, including hours, travel, dates, and other factors, may change. Formal alterations will be communicated to you, similar to your original communication from ICS. Likewise, you must accept that alteration back to ICS. An appeal alteration will be issued to ICS and from ICS to you. If you believe that the engagement needs have changed and you have not received a formal alteration, please contact the IBM engagement owner before your consultant must incur additional hours or expense or work beyond the engagement end date. The remaining slides have contact information, including ICS contacts for suppliers we've asked to partner with ICS, brand subcontractor analysts who handle the engagement details, other contacts for areas such as time cards and system access, and business partner relationship managers who manage your overall relationship with IBM. This concludes the presentation. To continue your education, please go to Step 2. Thank you for your time and interest. If you have any questions, please contact your brand subcontractor analyst as indicated in the contact slides.